The following program is paid for by the Neal Financial Group
and does not reflect the view of KWHI or its advertisers. The opinions voiced in this show are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. You should consult a financial professional when considering making investments in the financial markets. Financial markets may involve risks. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. Nothing said on this show is intended to or should be considered an offer or solicitation to buy or sell any security. Securities are offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Should you have more questions, please visit the website at nealfinancial.com or call their Brenham office at 979-836-2903.
Welcome to the Money Makeover Show. The Money Makeover team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Certified financial planner Doug Neal, chartered financial consultant Jamie Keys, certified financial planner Tony Nafar, and your team of CPAs, attorneys, real estate, and financial pros. Now, here's your Money Makeover team.
Good morning. Welcome to the Money Makeover Show. This is the place where we help you make better, smarter financial decisions. I'm Tony Nafar. I'm a certified financial planner professional, joined in the studio by Doug Neal, also another certified financial planner, and of course Craig Montana running the studio for us. And we've got a lot of really good things to talk about this morning because they really do matter. We try to do that on the program and supply you with information that you can actually utilize to get ahead, do better for you and those people that you care about.
A lot of this information you may not need right today.
Yep.
But if you hear it, when the time comes when you do need it, oh yeah, those guys talked about something like that. Let me give them a call. Or let me go in for that free review and find out how does this work and how does it affect me, because now it does affect me.
Yes. And you never know also when things are going to come up in your life. That's just life. And it's so good to be able to say, well, I have someone I turn to who's going to give me the pros and cons of what I heard, or a friend of mine or a relative of mine told me I should be doing. Well, maybe you go and talk to somebody who actually knows the rules and all the other ins and outs of things. And also, I think one of the greatest things that financial planners do, Doug, is we have a way to understand how things function together and not just separately.
Yeah, because they all do function together, and you can get so much more bang for your buck when everything's coordinated together or your risk factors are taken care of. One of the things, if we have time, a lot of questions come up, but well, to take care of my spouse or my mom or dad, we'll go give everything away and go on Medicaid. And let the federal assistance take care of them. Well, that sounds so easy, but that is not.
And there are some real pitfalls.
Yeah, and there's some penalties involved in that if you do it wrong.
So we're going to have a little bit of discussion on those types of topics. Plus, I always like to every once in a while go ahead and single out the part of our population that lives the longest. And that's women. We live longer, statistically speaking, than men do. And there are some things about Social Security benefits that really have a tremendous impact on those who live the longest, the surviving spouses. And we're going to take a look at some of those things this morning as well, because we don't want you getting caught, or maybe your significant other, if you're a man listening to this, you want to think about these things too, because especially if you're the primary breadwinner in the family and your benefit is going to be the one that supports your spouse in some way, shape, or form over the years, you really need to be listening to this because there are some things you need to know. So we're going to have that too, plus, of course, some of the other financial stories of concern the last few days and today as well. So we're going to do a little bit of that. And of course, we always pause, Doug, and take people's questions anytime during this program. Here's how you get your question to us. Just call 800-332-7879. 800-332-7879. You're listening to the Money Makeover Show from Neil Financial Group.
It's time again for the Cattleman's Top Cut Replacement Female Sale. On Saturday, November 9th at noon, head on down to the Mid-Tex Livestock Auction, just 4 miles east of Navasota, for access to 1,200 head of the highest quality replacement females. They've got pairs, bred cows, bred and open heifers. These cattle have all been screened to ensure only the highest quality commercial cattle will be offered. Cattle will be palpated and sold in uniformly sorted groups to fit any cattleman's needs. Check out the sale listings ahead of time, including photos of the cattle at johnsoncattlemarketing.com. Got questions? Send Tom Johnson an email at johnsoncattlemarketing@gmail.com. Otherwise, check them out on Facebook and make plans to visit the Cattleman's Top Cut Replacement Female Sale this upcoming Saturday, November 9th at noon. It's happening 4 miles east of Navasota on Highway 90 at the Mid-Tex Livestock Auction, LLC.
Step into the nostalgia at Glissman's Drugstore Museum. You'll be fascinated with this drugstore that looks just as it did in 1924. Also see photographs of historic downtown Brenham's past. At Glissman's, treasures abound on every shelf, nook, and showcase. Shop the variety of gift items available. And right now, many of their new items are on sale, and more new items are arriving soon. Glissman's, 106 West Main Street in Brenham. Open Wednesday through Saturday from 10 till 5. Stop in Glissman's today.
From backyard barbecues to five-star weddings, Design 2 coordinates and caters your event, providing a quality of food at a level of professionalism with attention to detail that is unsurpassed. Design 2 also offers event planning consultations, available by calling 979-830-0450. With over 30 years of catering and event planning, Design 2 has the experience, talent, and taste to make your event one to remember. Call David Fashinsky and choose the delectable talent of Design 2.
It's Burton Lady Panther playoff volleyball Thursday night on KWHI. The Lady Panthers beat Milano in the bi-district round, and now it's on to face Weimer in the area round of the playoffs. The Lady Panthers and Weimer will battle it out 6 o'clock Thursday night in Columbus. 5:30 pregame with Doug Brown and Daryl Kiki on AM 1280 KWHI, FM 101.7, and KWHI.com.
Attention citizens of Brenham. Before beginning any project that requires you to move earth, dial 1-1. Digging without knowing the locations of buried utilities can be dangerous to you and others. This service is free and available 24 hours a day, 7 days per week. The Locate Center will contact the city and the utilities department will mark their lines within 2 business days. Once the lines are marked, you may dig with care and safety. This message is brought to you by the Public Utilities Department of the City of Brenham. Call 811 before you dig. It's the law.
The Money Makeover Team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Now, here's your Money Makeover Team.
All righty, welcome back to the Money Makeover Show from Neil Financial Group. Tony Navarro, Doug Neil here in the studio, both of us certified financial planner professionals of many, many years' experience. And in fact, Doug, I think you were probably one of the first CFPs to get a designation.
Put it this way, they're on 6 digits now for the CFP license number. Mine's 5. Okay.
Okay, well, so you've been a CFP for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
I've now been out of my 20-something years of experience as a planner, about 13 or 14 of those now.
I've seen
as a
lot
CFP.
Of things, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I think there are very few things that we probably have not seen,
mm-hmm.
you know, if I'm thinking about everything that we do.
Yeah, the only thing that comes up is when they change the tax laws things like that. And it's kind of like, okay, how's the ramifications come out? But we've seen enough of the other things that it's like Social Security. Mm. We've seen how things work when people choose things, but they've changed it a little bit before, mm-hmm. Over time now.
Sure.
So it's not the same as it used to be, but it's still there. And you just got to figure it. Well, we figure it out because we deal with it.
Well, and how you claim and when you claim on Social Security is a hugely big deal, because in most cases, once you make your path in that series of decisions, shall I take it at this age or at that age? What about my spouse? What about when my spouse takes it? And what does that do to me? Possibly. Wow, there is just a lot going on there. So every once in a while on the program, we really do try to go back. In some cases, we may say something that you've heard us say before, but there are many of you listening who have not heard any of this, and most of this is not that well publicized.
No, it isn't. Because usually people don't come across this except once in their life.
Mm-hmm. And the thing is, sometimes you got one shot. You got one decision or set of decisions that you make, and you're going to live with it for the rest of your days, you and or your spouse.
Now, they could be really good decisions.
Sure.
It just, and that's the our point is we want you to know a really good decision.
Yes.
You say, I want this one, not that one.
Yeah. So this is so important that it's, I think, one of the best reasons to come in for the free review, especially if you're within 5 years or so of retirement age.
Well,
and you may think it's 62, and that's fine. You can go ahead and come in for that free review any point, I think, probably past 50, 55. You know, mm-hmm. You got to start getting your ducks in a row about what's going to happen to you later. And the earlier you start, the better off you're going to be.
Or even how does it work?
Mm-hmm.
You know, if we take Social Security at this age, where's our income going to come from?
Yeah.
If we're not going to be working full time.
Mm-hmm.
And what choices do we have?
And, by the way, if you want to continue working past 66, which is the age for most, many, many people who are listening to us right now, 66 and however many months before you mm-hmm. get full Social Security benefit. But more and more of us are working longer than that. And so what happens when you do that?
That's a tough choice, because once you reach full retirement age, Social Security retirement age, you can still work full time and mm-hmm. not. And if you take your Social Security benefit and not lose any benefit, even though you're working full time and getting your Social Security benefit
mm-hmm.
after full retirement age.
Yeah. Before that, though,
yeah,
you got problems. You're going to give up part of that pot of money that you would have had you gone on and not retired until full retirement age or beyond.
And what's the ramification of that if you're married?
Well, you know, I think one of the biggest things, as I said earlier in the program, is that statistically speaking, women actually outlive men, statistically speaking, right? And so a lot of times what I run into, and I know you do too, Doug, is when we're talking with a couple or individuals, they don't realize the ramifications of their spouse going ahead and taking Social Security before their full retirement mm-hmm. age, right? Because that's going to dictate what the other spouse is going to get.
The surviving spouse, yep.
In many cases, mm-hmm. right? So that's why it's so important to find an advisor who's knowledgeable about Social Security strategy, because it's that important, because there are some things that you decide in life earlier on, and it's going to be with you the rest of your days.
Let's expound on that a little bit more. Mm-hmm. Married couple, statistically, female is going to survive the male.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Statistically speaking, it tends to that the male has a higher Social Security benefit because the female tended to stay home, raise the kids, whatever, just doesn't have a...
Or maybe had a job that was part-time.
Right.
Or had a lower-paying job.
Right.
Right? Now, the shoe could be on the other foot. I'm not
correct.
Saying always. But that's
the tendency is, yeah.
Yes. So, you know, here's the thing. Women in general are more likely to outlive the men, and so they're living alone in their widowhood or after a divorce or never being married.
Yep.
I mean, most of the time, you got those three things there. So women represent more than half, by the way, of all Social Security benefits age 62 and older. And listen to this. They represent two-thirds of Social Security beneficiaries who are over the age of 85.
Yeah, that I believe.
Two-thirds. So this is extremely important information. For example, if you're divorced and you'd been married at least 10 years and you're single now, you could be able to claim Social Security benefits on your former spouse's earnings record depending on their date of birth. So, I had somebody who actually brought this up, and they're kind of in the midst of maybe dissolving their marriage. And my word was, be sure you're going to kind of drag out the paperwork or something so that you get that 10 years in. If you don't have the 10 years, a lot of things don't work for you.
Yeah.
All right. So, you have to have been married for at least 10 years in order to be able to claim on that ex-spouse's Social Security benefit.
And some of the nuances of that is, they don't have to be drawing their benefit for you to collect on it.
And by the way, they will never know
that
you are claiming on their benefit. They do not get any information, a postcard, a phone call, whatever, from Social Security saying, hey, your ex is filed and claiming on your old Social Security. Yeah. No. All right? They're never going to know.
But it also does not affect their benefit either.
It also does not. Yep. They don't take less money or anything.
Right.
All right? And here's another thing. Anyone born on or before January 1st of 1954. So if you're born on or before January 1 of 1954, you do have some very special rights when it comes to claiming Social Security benefits, assuming that you either are married or are an eligible divorce spouse, again, who was married at least 10 years. For anyone like that, when they reach their full retirement age of 66 or 66 and however many months, 66, you can say to Social Security, hey, look, don't pay me my benefits. Let them grow by 8% a year now up to my age 70. In the meantime, though, pay me as a spouse or an ex-spouse. So you're going to ask for half of my either ex-spouse, current spouse's full retirement age benefit while I let mine grow to age 70.
You're going to be quizzed on this, by the way.
Yeah.
Okay.
But there are claiming strategies is the main
point. That's right. That's the
right?
You better ask.
So if you were born after January 1, 1954, you can't do this. So before January 1, 1954, some special rules for any of you out there listening. And by the way, if you're a man, you can do this too.
That's right.
It doesn't have to just be the female spouse. All right. Now, what about survivors? Now, survivorship rules are a little interesting too. If you're entitled to your own benefit on your own earnings record, and let's say if you're a woman that you're also a widow, you may be entitled to two different pots of Social Security money. That would be a retirement benefit and a survivor benefit.
Depending upon age.
You could be able to claim one type of benefit first and maybe let the other one grow, switch to it later. And it doesn't matter which order you do that in. It's whichever one works out the best. So, did you know any of this stuff, huh? This is really got its own complexity to it. And the main thing is that you go to someone who's familiar with how these things work. And even if you think you know, always get it checked out.
Yep.
So, if you've got an advisor or you go to the Social Security office here and go over, they will be glad to go over claiming benefits with you, by the way.
They will explain how they work, but they can't give you advice on how the ramifications of one choice versus the other choice. They can just say, okay, you need, kind of like the, here's the rules, And then you have to make the decision that they will not give you advice.
No, but they will tell you
if
what you can do.
That's right.
Based on your age, your marital status, your former marital status, all of these different inputs and possibilities, they're not going to tell you, as Doug said, the right thing for you. But at least you get the lay of the land a little bit. Now, are you going to walk out of there knowing every single thing you can know? Probably. It's a little bit mind-boggling because there are other ramifications that may come up in this, right? So at least get some information. And one of the reasons why we have the free review is so that male or female, married or not, you can come in and go over some things. And those of you that have teacher retirement or other government retirement plans, hey, there's another whole bunch of stuff.
Yeah, that's
that impacts this as well.
See, that's the things. Come in and find out what questions you need to ask or zero in so that when you do go to the Social Security office, you can ask the right questions and then you can get the right answers that are specific for you.
Mm-hmm.
That's things specific for you. And some of these things are just, they seem kind of obvious, but maybe not. The one that we run into the most as financial planners and Social Security is husband and wife, retired, both getting Social Security benefits.
Mm-hmm.
One passes away. Okay, now your income drops. You don't get to keep both benefits.
Yeah.
You get one or the other,
mm-hmm.
but you don't get both. So how's that going to be planned for?
Mm-hmm.
And so if you are a spouse and you take early Social Security benefit, that reduces what your survivor spouse has availability for.
Yeah.
So it has an impact on your surviving spouse if you do take early Social Security.
And I know you probably have done this too, but I know I have sat with the surviving spouse before.
Mm-hmm.
And when they find out that their benefit as a survivor is going to be smaller than what they could have gotten. A lot of times they don't even know this until this event happens, and they're the survivor now.
See, you hear us talk, we work with, right, last count, I believe, was 44 widows.
Actually, I think we're probably up to 46 now.
46 now?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, at least.
And we work with help them with their financial lives. So we've seen many, many situations and what the ramifications are from beginning to end. And so that's a good time to start your relationship with a financial planner.
Mm-hmm.
I know we've got a couple couples I work with that he does all the financing or finances, but she's not interested at all.
Mm-hmm.
And it's hard to get her interested. But his main goal was to build a relationship with us so that when the time comes, she has somebody to go talk to.
Yeah.
And it's not a stranger.
Mm-hmm. So if the phone number is taped to the refrigerator.
Yeah, that's right.
Something happens, call here. That really is helpful.
It is.
Especially for those relationships where one spouse or the other is the primary person in charge of all the investments, the property.
Paying
they know
taxes, all that stuff.
Mm-hmm. So if one spouse is more hands-off on that and the other one does all that stuff, have a handoff type of situation ready to go for
that
other spouse.
One step further, my wife encouraged me greatly to write out instructions on how does the sprinkler system work? How do the garage doors, controllers, just different things in and around the house mm-hmm. that I just do all the time that she doesn't. I had to fill out the instructions. So same thing with the finances. Get that relationship started so you know who. I remember I had one gentleman, he put a little card in his right-hand desk drawer. It said, call Doug, a phone number for his wife. So haven't mm-hmm. had to do that yet, though, so I'm fortunate with him.
Yeah. So, again, those are just a few things. When we come back from the break, I want to talk about another part of Social Security benefits and the whole scheme of things, which tags on to it, which is Medicare.
Mm.
So let's talk about that a little bit when we come back, because there are a couple of ins and outs here that you need to be aware of that you might not be. So let's go to that when we get back from the break. In the meantime, if you've got a particular question, you're welcome to call us. You can even call us during the commercial break. No one will hear you. You can talk to us in private. No one else will hear you but me and Doug. And here's the way to do that. Just give us a call at 800-332-7879. 800-332-7879. Do not miss an opportunity to get your question answered right now. 800-332-7879. This is the Money Makeover Show from Neil Financial Group.
When you do whatever it takes to get the job done, they say you're on it. At ASCO Equipment, we are on it. It's what we learned as kids, what our parents taught us. To work hard, get the job done, and get it done right. We partnered with Case Construction Equipment because they get the job done too. You can buy and rent Case equipment from us and we'll service and support it. Just like we support you, because we're on it. Whatever it is, at ASCO, we're on it.
Felder's By and By put the convenience in the term convenience store. When you're in a hurry and don't have time for the hassle of a large grocery store, head to Felder's By and By at 2111 South Market in Brenham. They offer grocery staples like bread and milk, snacks, fountain drinks, ice, lottery tickets, and top quality Shell gas. Need to cash a check? Take advantage of their check cashing service. And it's so fast. Park right at the door, run in, buy what you need, and say bye on your way out. That's Felder's By and By, the convenience store.
Believe it or not, cooler temperatures are here. Is your heating unit ready to go? Modern Air Solutions specializes in the sales and installation of energy-efficient heating and cooling systems, but they can also service any problems with an existing unit. Right now, get a fall heating system checkup for only $60. Find them on Facebook at Modern Air Solutions or call 979-451-5004. Modern Air Solutions, honest work with always a fair price. Financing available, license number TACLA 74166C.
If you want a career that's exciting,
fun, creative,
your next step is Manuel and Teresa School of Hair Design. Manuel and Teresa School of Hair Design is a nationally accredited career school with new classes every month. Call 821-0076, 821-0076. Exciting,
fun, creative.
Aggie owned and operated Manuel and Teresa School of Hair Design, 821-0076. We do today what others do tomorrow.
In Bryan, Victoria, and in Brenham on Highway 105, call 277-0076.
Aggie football on KWHI. Tune in every week to hear Fightin' Texas Aggie football on KWHI in Brenham. Brought to you each week thanks to our Texas A&M sponsors. Tegner Toyota, Page Tractors, The Road Chevrolet Buick GMC Cadillac, WC Tractor, and Team Ford of Navasota. Please support our Texas A&M sponsors. And for all Aggie sports, keep your radio dial tuned right here on KWHI, AM 1280 FM 101.7, your Aggie sports station.
If you see a police officer, fire truck, EMS, TxDOT, or a tow truck driver with their lights on the side of the road, remember, you must move over or slow down. This is Sergeant Stephen Woodard with the Texas Department of Public Safety reminding you, if you do not vacate the lane closest to the public servant or slow down 20 miles per hour below the speed limit, you can incur a fine of at least $200. The move over law is in effect for your safety and others that serve you in the state of Texas. Remember, move over or slow down. It's the law.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. The Army National Guard responds to disasters such as wildfires and floods. They protect us with missile defense, cybersecurity, and civilian support teams for chemical, biological, and radiological hazards. Be there for your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Texas Army National Guard. Aired by the Texas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
The Money Makeover Team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Now, here's your Money Makeover Team.
All righty, welcome back to the Money Makeover Show. Two members of the Money Makeover team from Neil Financial Group here in the studio with you this morning. Had a couple of calls during the break. Questions.
Yeah, it's hard to squeeze them in a short time.
Yeah. We might talk just a bit, but a lot of times we give our office phone number, so you can always call us there once we're off the air. Give us 10 minutes or so to get back to the office here. But here's the number for that. Here is our office phone number, and that is 979-836-2903. 979-836-2903.
Yeah, and we're right downtown, right across the street from the courthouse in
so
Brenham.
If you're in Brenham, yeah. Right near the courthouse or right across the street. If you're in Houston listening to us or anywhere in between, fine.
You can listen on the radio, internet.
Yeah, you can. And parts of Houston, too, by the way, on the radio. But we also have an office in Houston, if that's more convenient. We're on St. James Place, which is nestled about a mile or so from the Galleria between San Felipe and Westheimer. So it's either way. We've got office space there for you. So if you want to come in, have that free review, call us at this one number to set that up, 979-836-2903. All right, before we went to the break, Doug, we've been talking about Social Security claiming strategies, all right? Not all inclusive of everything. During the conversation here on the air, but I did want to touch on one more point on this, and that is, you know, how does Social Security interact with Medicare? All right. So for retirees, you enroll in Medicare, right, at age 65, and then at some point after that, you're going to collect Social Security in most cases, unless you do, you know, the age 62 or 3, 4, 5, and you take a reduced benefit forever. So if you're waiting until you are at least Social Security full retirement age, which is 66 or 66 plus, that's what your full retirement age is. But your Medicare, you enroll at 65, and that is your Medicare Part B, all right? Pays for doctor visits, outpatient services. This has a monthly payment that is deducted directly. If you're on Social Security, it comes out directly from your Social Security benefit payment.
Now, if you're not taking Social Security, you get to write a check.
Yeah, and they give you a quarterly bill.
Yeah, that's right. It's quarterly.
It goes right to your house. Yes, it does. About 90% of retirees pay the standard monthly premium on their Medicare, which is about $135, a little more than that, $135.50.
Each.
For each individual. All right. But depending on your income, some people pay a lot more for those same Medicare services. What's the top level? If you got a pretty good sized income coming in, you can be as high as $460 a month per person.
I ran into a lady the other day that had that, and it was because she had rental income, yes, some business rental income, and she was on Social Security, but because of the rental income, I had never seen somebody really live have to pay that much every month.
Mm-hmm. But it can happen, or you can be anywhere in between.
Yeah, that's the highest, but it goes down.
So as advisors, we do have to look at the income of our clients who are facing any of this, and try to figure out maybe some strategies to move some money into tax-free columns in the future. There may be a way to reduce the taxable income for some people, because that way that keeps that out of that possibility of getting nailed with those higher rates for your Medicare premium. It can be done. It's a little strategy, an extra strategy session, but it can be done. All right? So moving taxable income to the non-taxable income category can make a big difference in what your Medicare premium is going to be out of your Social Security. All right. Just a couple of things. That's it. But you know what? They matter.
Yeah, they do. So it's best thing is get help, get advice.
Yeah.
Go talk to somebody. And we offer that free review to our radio listeners. So that'd be a good way to come in and get it started so that you can at least know what questions to ask when you talk to the Social Security people.
Mm-hmm. Well, and truly, the other big thing that we do a lot of is work with people who are knocking on the door of leaving the company they're working with.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what do you do with your 401k or your 403b? You know, we get questions all the time. Is it better to just take it out and move it somewhere else? It depends. Everybody's situation is different. It's not always one way or the other. It's what else is going on. What's going on with your taxable income? You know, do you have some Roth IRA 401k? That's a big thing now. Many, many people have more Roth in their 401k balances now. And that's handled differently. So again, free review, very, very important. And here's a way to get that. Just call us at the office at 979-836-2903, 979-836-2903. And also, Doug, I got this question yesterday from somebody who's knocking on the door of leaving their employer for the last time, right? And he said to me, I've really had some big gains in my 401k, and I am afraid I'm going to start losing them because the market's not going to stay up constantly.
What goes up comes down.
But I won't be putting more money into my plan to keep, you know, increasing the balance. So how do I try and make it more conservatively invested without totally shooting myself in the foot and not getting any growth? That's a big deal.
It is. You don't want to give up that nice gains.
Yeah, you don't. So how do you do that within a framework of a company plan, for instance? There are ways.
You would have to look at the company plan because maybe a lot of other factors, because you can take money out of a 401k before you're 59 and a half.
Yep.
But you can't out of an IRA. But so it's other factors. But there you have to look at what choices are available that we could move some of this profit or some of these assets to that are much more conservative or safety factor.
Yeah.
And a lot of plans have some choices. Could be a stable value fund or just a real conservative funds. But others don't. So then the ones that don't, well, then maybe you might want to consider moving it out of the 401k. So that's why you have to look at what's there. How do we protect it?
Right. And it's not just about fees. It's if you're not wanting to take a downside whoosh down 10% or something or more.
Or even 20%.
Yeah. And that's not unusual after being up in the stratosphere in earnings over the last year or two. So if you don't want to go the other direction, does it make sense to move any part of it out, and where do you put it? You know, that's the other problem. What do you do with it?
Mm-hmm.
Which types of investments might work in your particular case? And how do you plan for that? And how do you structure that? And can you do better outside of the plan choices you have in your 401k, for instance? Can you do better with that money sitting outside and having more of a choice of options for investing? Those are all questions that are very important to be answered. And again, if you're thinking about any of these moves, you're welcome to come in for the free review. We'll sit down with you and say, here are possibilities. These are kinds of things you might consider. And let's take a look at your plan and where your assets are now. And does it really benefit you to move something around? And if you do move it around, what should it possibly be? What are some ideas? So again, here's how to get that review. 979-836-2903. That's 979-836-2903.
Okay, there's one thing I want to touch on. It has to do with Medicare. A lot of people and had Medicare and long-term care.
Mm-hmm.
Because we've seen all the statistics and whatever that if there's a couple, the odds are great that one of them is going to need some type of custodial care. Medicare doesn't only covers very little skilled nursing facility under certain conditions for a limited time.
Yeah, and it is a limit.
Okay, what it amounts to is for days 1 through 20 in a skilled nursing facility, not a nursing home custodial care. It's got to be a skilled nursing facility. They'll pay for the first 20 days. After that, day 21 through 100, there's $170.50 coinsurance per day. Per day.
Ouch.
For the next 80 days under Medicare in a skilled nursing facility.
So skilled nursing, what does that mean?
I had licensed
therapists,
RNs,
therapy.
Nurses,
mm-hmm.
versus just custodial care where they don't necessarily have to be licensed medical people.
Mm-hmm.
They're just caregivers.
So the bottom line on that kind of care, though, is Medicare says, well, you have to have some option of getting somewhat better.
Yeah.
Okay? And you're going to just get some care to kind of get you back to that level, and we're going to pay for that for the first 20 days.
Yep.
And once you're beyond that, then you have to start chipping in pretty big.
$170 a day.
And then you're done.
Yep.
All right? So this is not long-term care.
Correct. And it doesn't cover Alzheimer's because that doesn't get better. Or dementia on a skilled nursing facility. So that wouldn't apply. I hear music, so I guess we're coming up on a break.
I guess we're on a break, aren't we?
I saw you writing there, Craig, so I didn't know if it was if I was hearing
Craig
things.
Craig needs to sometimes wave at us or something here. We get all involved. All right, so we're going to take a little break here. Again, if you've got a question right this minute, we'll talk to you in private on our private line here. If you want to have a question right this second, and we'll try our best to answer it in the next couple of minutes for you. So here's a way to do that. Call us on our private line at the moment, and that is 800-332-7879. 800-332-7879. This is the Money Makeover Show from Neil Financial Group.
At Schleider Furniture and Mattress Company in Brenham, you can browse a great selection of America's best brands. Or you can visit our website, SchleiderFurniture.com, to see furniture and pricing. Schleider's isn't afraid to put our prices up for all to see. We have a price guarantee, and we welcome people to look. Schleider's has over 100 Lazy Boy in stock, ready to deliver. We beat big city gallery prices every day. Visit our mattress showroom for a no-pressure chance to try the pride of Brenham, Sealy Posturepedic, Searns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic. Check out the new Beach Street Posturepedics at new lower prices. Save money with special financing up to 6 years. See store or website for details. Free delivery and installation to 40 miles available. Schleider's has great American-made furniture in stock at guaranteed low prices. Visit Schleider Furniture and Mattress Company in Brenham, the home of Sealy Posturepedic. Quality.
For over 50 years, Baylor Scott & White Health has been helping Brenham get well and stay well. That's because they don't just work here, they live here too. When not with patients, you'll find them at the park or hanging out downtown. Their commitment to the Brenham community is something you can count on for years to come. Learn more at bswhealth.com/Brenham. Baylor Scott & White Health, changing healthcare for the better.
Christ Lutheran in Brenham is a gathering of people who come together to hear the good news of Jesus that directs our lives and feeds our souls. We're not perfect. We're just seeking faith as we try to follow Him, care for those in need, and nurture children in our highly acclaimed day school. I'm Pastor Mark, and if you're seeking a place to belong, gather with us at Christ Lutheran on Sundays at 9:15 or for Wednesday church at 6:30. Look us up on social media or at ChristBrenham.org. Christ Lutheran, where everyone fits.
The exterior of your home and the appearance of your land are a reflection of you, but maintaining them is no easy task. Hi, I'm Zach Hemman, owner and operator of Hemman Services. From landscaping to fencing, from barn demolition to dirt work, I'll help curate your space, no matter your vision. For more information, call or text 281-475-3254. Hemman Services is Eagle Scout, Aggie-owned, insured for your protection, and we're eager to earn your trust.
It's time to salute the veterans who fought to keep this country free. This Monday, tune in to KBHI 1280 for the broadcast of the Veterans Day celebration held at the Fireman's Park in Brenham. KBHI will broadcast this program starting at 10:45 on Veterans Day, Monday, November 11th. The Veterans Day celebration is brought to you in part by John Breed with State Farm, Parts and More, Nathan's Barbecue, Washington County Healthy Living, and Baker's Ag Service.
It's Burton Lady Panther playoff volleyball Thursday night on KWHI. The Lady Panthers beat Milano in the bi-district round, and now it's on to face Weimer in the area round of the playoffs. The Lady Panthers and Weimer will battle it out 6 o'clock Thursday night in Columbus. 5:30 pregame with Doug Brown and Daryl Kiki on AM 1280 KWHI, FM 101.7, and KWHI.com.
The Money Makeover Team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Now, here's your Money Makeover Team.
All righty, welcome back to the last few minutes of today's edition of the Money Makeover Show. I'm Tony Navarre, Certified Financial Planner, along with Doug Neal, Certified Financial Planner, here in the studio this morning. If you still have questions, if you think you heard something, we've been talking about things that are not just all that simple, and I know that you may be busy doing something or whatever and you're not hearing all of it, that's fine. Call us at the office later. We'll be glad to answer your questions, or you can come in for the free review. Find out if you're on the right track, if you're thinking about changing some things around or you have questions. Here's our number again, 979-836-2903. That's 979-836-2903. Yeah, we've been talking about some important stuff this morning.
Yeah, the one question we get, people think or they hear about it is, oh, yes, Medicare only covers 100 days of skilled nursing facility, so my long-term care isn't covered, Alzheimer's not covered, dementia's not covered, but we'll just give everything away and then we'll go on federal assistance. Well, you can do that, but there's some rules, some very stringent rules you have to follow exactly. Mm-hmm. And the biggest kicker here, a result of a law passed in 2005 up to February 8, 2006, there's a five-year look back from the date that you apply for Medicaid for long-term care. 5 years, 60 months. And if you don't qualify, then you get penalized months for not doing it. So you got to give everything away for 5 years, and then you will become eligible for federal assistance in your long-term care. And they look very closely at what you have.
Mm-hmm.
They look at your tax returns. They look at your income streams. How do you survive if you don't own anything? And to be able to account for what you have, Medicare has countable non-exempt access assets and non-countable or exempt assets. So what can you own and still be eligible for Medicare?
No, Medicaid.
Medicaid.
Mm-hmm.
Cash allowance between $2,000 and $3,000. That's all you can have in your name. Total. You can have a prepaid funeral. Some states limit its cost. You can have term life insurance. You can have, it says, business assets if the applicant derives a livelihood from them.
Mm-hmm.
A car for personal use. Some states cap its value, though.
Mm-hmm.
And then personal items. That's what you can have and still be eligible as a general rule for Medicaid.
Okay.
Other than that, everything else is owned or controlled by the Medicaid applicant must be spent on care. Stocks, bonds, cash, general investments, tax-qualified pension plans, IRAs, deferred annuities, if not annuitized. Mm-hmm. Life insurance with cash surrender value if the death benefit exceeds $1,500.
Wow.
That's pretty low.
Mm-hmm.
Vacation and investment property. All of that has to be spent down or given away within longer than 5 years before you can apply. That includes putting it into a trust. So you can't transfer your assets into a trust and not deal with that five-year look back, because that counts too. So you got to be careful on that one. The other thing, though, is it's the Medicaid applicant, not necessarily the spouse. So the spouse can have assets, but the applicant cannot.
So now, we're not saying they're joint assets, though, right?
Correct. Because if it's joint, then they have the right to get it. Has to be separate assets. So it's the penalty. There's a penalty for not living up to those rules. There's formulas, and each state's got a little bit determined in ineligibility period. But what it says is that if you don't fulfill these rules and you apply for Medicaid, then it's going to be denied X number of months where you're not eligible for it longer than the five-year look back.
Ouch. So there's a bunch of stuff there.
There's a bunch of stuff.
It's not just,
I'll give everything to the kids.
And I'll just sort of divert things. They're pretty sharp about, frankly, finding these things out. So the rules are stiff, and there are some real constraints. So always don't have that be your master plan.
That's designed for the worst-case scenario. Yeah. Hopefully, let's plan ahead of time for the best-case scenario.
There you go. That's part of financial planning.
That's right.
Imagine that. So, again, take advantage of the free review. We're here to help you. We are glad to do that. Even if it's just answering a few questions, here is our number to do that, 979-836-2903. 979-836-2903.
Yeah, thanks for joining us today. We'll see you back here on Monday.
The show you have just been listening to is sponsored by the Neal Financial Group and does not reflect the view of KWHI or its advertisers. The opinions voiced in this show are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. You should consult a financial professional when considering making investments in the financial markets. Financial markets may involve risks. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. Nothing said on this show is intended to or should be considered an offer or solicitation to buy or sell any security. Securities are offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Should you have more questions, please visit the website at neilfinancial.com or call their Brenham office at 979-836-2903.